Okay, the boys, and we're beginning a brand new Masechta, Masechta's Nedarim. Dav Beis Omer Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Kol Kinuyei Nedarim Ki Nedarim, Bacharomim Ka Charomim, Ushvuos Ki Shvuos, Unezirus Ki Unezirus. What means a Kinuy Neder? We're going to see the Ram shortly. The boys say, as you all know, the Rashi on Masechta's Nedarim, that Pirush on the right-hand side that's called Rashi, is not Rashi. It's ironic, because throughout Shas, when you have the Pirush Rashi, it doesn't say Rashi on top. Everybody knows that it's the Rashi. The one Masechta where the printer puts in the word Rashi, say the Achroinim, it is not the real Rashi. Nobody knows who the identity is of the Mechaber, and Meforshim, when they referred to what is printed here as Rashi, they refer to it as the Mefarish. How do they know that it's not Rashi? Because from time to time, other Rishonim quote Rashi, and not one of those quotes is ever brought in this Rashi, and nothing that is brought in this so-called Rashi is quoted by any of the Rishonim. So therefore, the Gemara, so the Achronim assume that this is not the bona fide Rashi, it's just the Mefarsh. Because of that, it has become customary throughout Klal Yisrael, when they learn Masech Sadom, they learn it with the Ran. As we'll see, the Ran is very, very gishmak, and it's a combination of Rashi and Tosfos. In other words, it's both a Mefarish, explains it word for word, as well as asking very good, solid questions, all for the purpose of elucidating and explaining the text of the Gemara.
Is Ran here some of the other Rans of Masechtas, or is it different style?
What do you mean?
The Ran
over here?
Yeah.
The Ran on the other Masechtas typically focuses on the Rif and more on Halacha. Here the Ran focuses directly on the Gemara itself. Anyway, in addition to the Ran, we also have Tosfos. Normally where you would expect to find the Tosfos, that's where the Ran is. So Tosfos is here, it has been marginalized. Really, but it's been placed on the margin. And similarly, on the right-hand side, you have the Pirush HaRosh, again, which is a Pirush HaRosh on the Gemara. It is not like the Rosh in the back of the Masechtas, which is more Lahalacha. This is more a Pirush on the text of the Gemara itself. Okay, so but we still haven't addressed what is a Kinoi. So we're going to see Mitchem shortly in the Ran, an expansive explanation what kinui means. Bekitzur, kinui means it's not a real word, it's only it's a fictitious word, but it is similar to the Lashon Kodesh, but different. And Ran quotes from other Gemaras that the word kinui is used as a nickname. When you want to be mechana shem l'chaveiro, you give him a nickname, you call it a kinui. Here too, the word kinui means it's not a full, bona fide, normal expression of neder. It's a slang form, or it's a kinui form. Now, it's interesting. The Mishnah begins and says that all the kinui nedarim, when you're not saying the neder itself, but you're saying a kinui, it's just as if you're saying the neder itself. And the same thing when you say cheirim, it means like the cheirim itself. Shvuah is like the shvuah itself. Nazir is like the naziris itself. But the Mishnah doesn't tell us what those kinuyim are. It just tells us that that's the rule, that a kinuy is like a neder. What continues on after that, is not a kinuy. It's what we call a yad like the lotion of a handle. What does all of that mean? We'll see shortly. But if you're wondering, so what is this nickname, slang form of expression? What are we talking about? So if you quickly just turn to page Daf Yud, the Daf Yud, which is of course another 8 pages, you'll see the Mishnah on the bottom of the Yomid tells what the kinuyim are. Ho'oimer, koinam, koinach, koines, hare'e the kinuyim the karban. Meaning that if you wanted to make a normal neder, you would go and say, this bottle of seltzer, olai ke karban. Just like I'm not allowed to have hanoah from the karban, I'm not allowed to have hanoah from this bottle of seltzer. So I would say it's like karban. That would be what the Ran is going to call Ikra Neidim. If I'm saying instead a kinoi, I don't use the term karban, but I say koinam, koinach, kois. And similarly, if I want to say that something is chayrim olai, instead of saying chayrim, chorak, chorach, choraf, hare'elu kinuyim lechayrim. That's a kinoi for chayrim, a slang version of the word chayrim. Nozik, noziach, poziach is a kinoi for nozir. If a person wanted to say hareini nozir, he would say hareini nozir. But if he doesn't want to use the Iker Neder form, but he wants to go and use a kinoi, he would say Hareini Nozik, Noziach, and Poziach. And those would be effective. And instead of using the word shvua, he says, instead of saying shvu alai, or I make a shvu not to eat this or not to do that, if he says shvusa alai, or shkuka, that's also, or noida kimoi, bimoi, hara'ila kinuyim lishvu. So that's the really the answer of what the kinuyim are. You have to look on daf yud. What continues on, from ho'im al-chaveir, madani mimcha, that's what we call a yad. So let's take a quick look at the Ran. We're going to come back to this, and then everything hopefully will become crystal clear. Zok the Ran, the left-hand side, all the way in the top, called Kinuyin Nedarim. Neder hu bi echad mishnei inyanim. First of all, the word neder itself really has two different contexts. Im nidri hegdish, u'makdish l'berikabayis. A person says, here, I go and give $100 for berikabayis, or I give this bottle of seltzer for berikabayis. Oylem mizbeach, or he wants to bring a korban, and therefore he donates money, or he donates an animal, or donates flour to go and bring a korban mincha from the mizbeach. And that's a neder. U'b'inyan zeh, eini yochel l'hakdish alamashu hu shaloi. In such a situation, the only thing that you can go and give for the Beis HaMikdash, for Berikabayis means for the repair and maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach means to bring a carbon, you can only be Makdash something that belongs to you. I cannot go and say, oh, you have such a beautiful watch, I would like to go and be Makdash your watch for the Beis HaMikdash. That is totally ineffective, because it's not my watch, it's your watch. Visura koil kol adam. Once I make something into a neder of hegdish, then it's also to everybody, not only to me, to you, to everybody else. This animal that I'm being makdish for the mizbeach, the din of me'ila on everyone.
Even if you makdish something that doesn't belong to you,
something that doesn't belong to me, it's worth. It's meaningless. What I'm saying is ridiculous. So if I say your watch, I'm being makdish for the mizbeach, for the berikabayis, you can ignore me and continue on and not worry about it, because what I said has no halachic relevance.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So that's one thing, that's neder hegdish. Now the Ran says, but there's a second inyan of neder. Third line. Oy nidrei isur she'osar al atzmei dvorim hamutorim. Here now talking about mizbeach. We're not talking about beis hamikdash. Here we're talking about a person that wants to asur upon himself something which is mutar. So for instance, I see this bottle of seltzer, and then I decide to go and say, neder of this bottle of seltzer olai. By saying that this is now a neder, I'm no longer allowed to go and drink from that seltzer. It's a dvar mutar, it's kosher, it has nice hashkochas on it. But once I put a neder to asur on me, that's it. I can no longer have enough. Here, I can asur somebody else's nechosim. So if I see Daniel's watch, I say, oh, that's a beautiful watch. But I asur upon me any hanoah from that watch, I'm not allowed to go and look at that watch to go and tell the time, or if he gives me a present, that watch, I wouldn't be able to go and sell it or give it away. I'm not allowed to have a no from it, because I can asur somebody else's thing on me. And the issur will only apply to me. It won't apply to you, because I just asur it on me. Our mesechta, he b'inyan nidrei isur. It's not on the first part of the nidrei hegdish. It's only a nidrei isur. Shemash shona kan charam kacharam. Even though the next case of the mishnah is chayim, and chayim I normally associate with charamim levedek kabayis or charamim lakehanim having to do with hegdish. Hayim mishum shaloshim chayim kishem shu koil charmi bedek kabayis. Just like chayim can be used, if I say that this item is chayim levedek kabayis, it goes to bedek kabayis. But kachu koil nidrei isur. However, if I want to, I can also go and use it for nidrei isur, like the word neder. How do I know? Kitnan lekamon, like we're going to learn about the show in a few weeks. Hareini olecha chayrim. If a person says, Reuven says to Shimon, I shall be a chayrim upon you, hamudur osur. Then the Shimon, who he said, you're going to be osur on me, he's not going to be osur. In other words, now that I've any hanoa from him. If he says, Hari at, one second, Hari at olai chayrim, if he says, you shall be osir on me for a chayrim, hamadir osir, then he asks himself, then the madir becomes osir. Umishum hai gavna tona charamim hocha, that's the type of charamim that we're talking about in our Mishnah. We're not talking about charamim berikabayis, the ilu charmi berikabayis, li shaykh bahim asaf, that will say the kodeshim. Anything having to do with neder of hegdish, or charmi hegdish, or Bede Kabayis, we gotta wait for a couple of more years until we get to say the Kachin. Yes, Robbie, you had a question.
when I'm answering somebody on me who have any anoe, and he has anoe from me, who is either me or him?
We're going to discuss that later in the Masechta. The Gemara is going to talk about that. That if I ask somebody having a no from me, and then afterwards he has a no, can I impose upon him a malchus or a other oinish since he didn't say anything? It was I that said it.
According to the Ran,
yes,
it should be upon the one who made the act the
nigger declaration.
Because he's ushering something that is not his.
Mm-hmm.
If Reuven is ushering Shimon, Shimon is not his to usher. According to the Ran, the one who is either is Reuven, not Shimon.
What you're saying makes a lot of sense, Mitchum. There's going to be a sugi about it later in the Masechta. If one violates this type of neder, who is going to be responsible in terms of punishment? Mitchum, we're going to talk about that.
On the same topic,
yes, Mendy.
Told me earlier that you cannot make hekdesh what belongs to someone else.
Right.
So how can you answer what belongs to him or myself?
Because what you're doing is you're prohibiting yourself from having anoa, so you have the right to go and answer yourself. So I can answer myself not to have anoa from the sun. So what do I do? So every single day I have to go around with a big mask over my face and not look at the sun. That sun doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the Rabbi Mishalana. But nevertheless, I can answer it on me. I can answer any type
not
of anoa.
You're not answering that person, you're answering yourself.
It's not the chevetz.
Exactly.
That's the gavra, not the chesed.
Oh, we can talk about the gavra and chevetz in the Yomid Beis.
Okay,
so now we have this part of the Ran has told us there are two different types in the Dorm, Nidri Hegdish, Nidri Isser. Nidri Hegdish, Rabbi Isai, is not our Mesechta. That's going to be Kachin. Now, Nidri Isser, Heim Bi'echem Ishloshet Drochim. There you have now three subsets of Nidri Isser. You have Ikra Neder, the way you normally express yourself with the word neder. You have kinuyoi, that's what we spoke about in the Mishnah, kinuyei nedarim. And then you have yodois. Yodois are hands or handles. And now the Ran is going to explain each one of those three. And he does it in a very, very beautiful way. You see that the Ran is very easy to go and learn. The Lashon is very flows very nicely. Ikra neder hu, shiyim adova ze osur olai. The ikra neder is, you look at something and you pronounce that item, this bottle of seltzer, this box of tissues, even though it doesn't belong to me, I see it's osur alai. Then it becomes osur me. From now on, I'm no longer allowed to go and use this bottle, and I'm not allowed to use these tissues. Ubein shetfisa bedover acher, bein shlo yitfisa, zeu neder om batoyim. Now, there are two ways of making the ikar haneder. You can go and do it by being matfis or not being matfis. What means matfis? Matfis means to go and say that this item should be osur upon me, like blank. So, normally I would think, oh, this item should be osur on me, like chazer. We're going to see in another two lines in the Ran. Note that it does not become osur. You have to be matfis bedover hanodur, v'loy bedover ha'osur. What means bedover hanodur? Just like if a person were to go and bring a carbon, he's makdish an animal, or he's makdish flour, or he's makdish anything. And he makes it now with Kedusha, but this is Dabar HaNodr. I put on it an Isur because I made a neder. And now I say that the seltzer should be just like that carbon. And that would be a classic way of expressing yourself. And that's why the kinoi that we saw on Daf Yud, he didn't say that it should be like carbon, he said it should be like koinam, or koinech, or koines. See, matfis, and matfis means he attaches it and expands the Isser from a pre-existing Isser to the other. Well, for that matter, I first asser upon myself this seltzer, and then I say that the tissue box should be just like the seltzer. So just like this is asser, I'm matfis it, but dover
hanoter. Well, excuse me, what about other bottles of seltzer?
But only the bottle of seltzer that I focus on.
But would the natural extension be to other the same thing?
Sure, but absolutely. If there were another 12 bottles here, I can go and say the second is like the first, and the third is like the second, and the fourth. Or I could say that all 10 of them, all 12 of them, should be like the first. But I don't have to use the Lashon Hatfasa of saying it should be like the other, but that is an acceptable and classic way of establishing a neder. So that's what the Ran says. Ikar neder hu shiyim adov zeh osur alai. Bein shetfise bedover acher, sai if he goes and says that this should be just like that other item. Bein shaloyit fise, or he didn't say anything, he just simply said, this bottle of seltzer should be osur on me, period. That's also enough, that's also ikoneda. But says now the Ran, if he's saying that this part of the Neder should be like X, but even if he said a bedover hanodur, then he has to go and say that it should be the same as the tissue box which I asked upon me a second ago, or it should be asr on me like the korban that I was makdish. V'loy bedover asr. But if I go and say that this seltzer should be asr upon me just like chazer, I did not make an effective neder. Why not? Chazer is asr, so the seltzer is asr. Okay, meanwhile, perik shvuas shtayim basra, mitchem osim masechta shvuas, my time, the amakrot says in the pasuk, ish ki yidor neder lahashem, what's this double lashon? Yidor neder, at she yidor bedover hanodur, keloima, she'afel pish nodar, even though you could make a neder without being matfis, out being matfis means without attaching it to a pre-existing iser, without extending a pre-existing iser. If you decided, I do want to be matfis, I do want to apply a pre-existing iser to this new item, then you can only extend and apply if the first item was a dover hanodur, in other words, that it became osur as a result of a neder, and not something which is inherently osur because the Torah says that it's osur because it's chaylev or chazer or something else.
Why not?
Why not? Because that's the gzeir sakasav.
Okay, okay. It's just gzeir sakasav.
Right, there's absolutely no svara here. Actually, yidur bedover ki yidur neder could have said ish ki yidur lashem. Why did it say yidur neder? Actually, yidur bedover hanodur. This distinction in Allah. Hilkach. So therefore, bottom line, we're finishing off the first category. If he says that this loaf of bread should be usher upon me just like a karbon, chayil nidre, then the neder is chal. That's hatfasa. The ikar neder zeh, and that's what we called ikar neder. That's the classic case of a normal neder. By the way, you didn't need to say kikarbon. You could have said Hari Kikar Ze Olai Osir Ba'achila. That would also be fine. But that's the two different types of Ikar Neder, that either he's Matfis Bedover HaNodur, or he's not Matfis at all. That's Ikar. But let's get now to Kinoi. That's what we all have been waiting for with bated breath, because that's what our Mishnah is talking about. What is a Kinoi? The Kinoi Hu, Shibamokim Karbon. Instead of using the classic Ikar HaNeder word, Karbon, this bottle of seltzer should be ushered upon me like a karbon. Yoimar! No, instead of saying karbon, it should be ushered upon me like a koinem, like a koinech, like a koines. Chosh omerke, whoever says koinem, bottle of seltzer, a lie, are you ushered ki ilu amar karbon alike ikerzeh? If he would have said karbon alike ikerzeh, that would have been the ikernator. If he says koinem alike ikerzeh, that's the kinoinator. And that's what our Mishnah means. Now the question is, these Lashonis, Koinem, Koinach, Koinis, where did this come from? Did it come from outer space? Says Yimar Tzemachlik. So Bahan Kinuyin Peligi of Yoichanam Ve Reish Lokish Begimar and Daf Yud, of Yoichan Omer Loshin Nochremain, Reish Lokish Omer Loshin Shebodu Lem Chacham Liyos Noidrimbay. According to Yoichanan, it sounds like on the surface that there is a special additional language, in addition to all the Shivam Lashonis, there's a 71st language called the Kinoi language, and these are words such as Koinim, Koinach, Koinis, and the Charak, Charaf, that we saw before, Noziach, Poziach, these are all part of a Lashon Ochrim, of a special language, just like English, French, German, you also have this language of the Kinoi. No. This is something the Chacham created on their own. Instead of using the term carbon, to use the term koinem and koinach. Why did the Chacham decide to go and come up with this new invention? Mitchum will see in the Gemara what the tachlis was, what the reason was. But we have a machloikis, therefore, whether this is just a simple additional language, another form of English or French, or whether these are really Hebrew words, where Baruch Chacham and the Chacham were invented these words. Says Yimar, Ul Rabbi Yochan, Yama Loshen Nochrem Heim, Vadei Hanoidem Behem, Ken Noidem Be'ikar Karbin. Anybody that goes and says, Koinem, Seltzer, Zeh, Olai, it's exactly like saying Ikar Karbin. Why? Shana Dorm, Nenorm, and Nemorm, Heim, Bechon Loshen. When I want to make a neder, I don't have to use a Hebrew expression. I can say it in English. I can say, in pure English, instead of saying, koinem seltzer ze alai, I go and say, this bottle of seltzer should be prohibited to me. That works. Doesn't have to be in Hebrew and Russian Kurdish. With all due respect to our Israeli friends over here, you can say it in English. It works. So therefore, this is just a 71st language. No problem. So therefore, says Ra'an, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a double pashut. That these are new invented words that the Chum came up with. It still has the same status like a regular classic neder that it's min haTorah. After all, why did French become a language? Why did English become a language? Why did Spanish? Why did Greek? Because each nation got together, either by their daily usage, or maybe there was a special parliamentary committee that goes and incorporates certain words into the language. If I'm not mistaken, in France...
Yes, and the academy, the Academy of the French Language.
Exactly, still has that academy.
Dar HaFlaga, they had this.
But there it was distorted. There, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed all the words so they shouldn't be able to communicate one with the other. Admittedly,
you can't say computer. You have to say, I think, ordinateur or something like that. The word is, and in Montreal, they have legislation to prohibit using certain words that are not
not approved. Not to be mitame their holy language,
right? Not approved.
Exactly. Anyway, so just like Haskamas Umav Uma, if the Frenchmen in their famous academy, if they can approve certain mishnayos, but like Gorach Haskamas Chachamas on the Haskamasim. So when you have a bunch of rabbis getting together and they say, these are going to be accepted words, it's no worse and no better than the Academy of the French. Hilkach havel humidereises, and therefore all kinuyim are now min haTorah. V'hochinami mash bereish nozer, if you look at the Mesechtes Nozer in the beginning, if you all want to turn, those of you that have Nozer in your tri-volume Gemara here, you see Nozer. You have the English, you don't have it, so don't be upset, don't feel discriminated against. We start off the Masechta the same way, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Kol Kinuye Naziris Kinaziris, how are Kinuye Nazir like Nazir? Ha'oimer Ehei, Harizeh Nazir, or Ehei Noah Nazir, that's the classic, the Iker Naziris, but if he says Nozik, Noziach, Poziach, Harizeh Nazir, that is the Kinuy for the Naziris. Notice whilst we're stopping over here, he only talks about Naziris, he doesn't bring in the Gabi Charomim, the Gabi Shvuis, and the Gabi Nedorim, like we do. The Gemara is going to ask on the Amud Beis, how can we bring in all four, Nedorim, Charomim, Shvuis, and Naziris, and there they only talk about Naziris. These forms of the Pozik, Naziach, we had this on Daf Yud, as you remember when he started off the Shia. Anyway, so getting back to the Ran, so Ran has now explained the Ikar HaNeder, and he's explained the Kinui Neder. Now we're up to 2, 4, 6, about 8 or 9 lines into the wide lines of the Ran. Vachinami mashmereish nozer, de porchin namasnisen. Posach bikinu yimafarish yodois, umishani, tanaki posa the ikar carbon, one mafarish yodois, de asilim midrash. What do I see from that gemara mesechtes nozer? Alma de kuli alma kinuin is the araisa, lechiyuvi alayu carbon. That if you use this koinem form of neder, instead of saying kikarban, I say it's koinam. Don't think, well, it's, since it's a loshet shebaru chacham, it's only drabana. No, this is diaraisa. L'chiyuvrei karban. D'ilrei shlokish lo mechayev alayu karban. Havalev ikos. If you're going to tell me that that's only according to Rav Yoichanan, but not according to shlokish, because shlokish said this language is made up. No. Havalev the meima hosav. So therefore, it's teraisa. And the man diyom loshim, but the mechachal ma'ikal meim. It's only drabon on mersukiyah and the hocha. Elavadi mashad the kuli alma kinuim teraisa. Bottom line is this kinoi is the teraisa. Now the obvious question, Freik gets the ran. Veikal meidik lari according to Rabbi Yochanan. The omel loshim nochrim heim. It's just another language like French. Maishna de Polish hanach lishni the koinem koinach koinis. Tefein mishar lishni leima hanoida b'cholosh and nidrei neder. Couldn't Rabbi Yochanan, wouldn't have been much simpler to start off our Mishnah instead of kol kinuyim nedarim, and then on Daf Yud will explain what these kinuyim are, these funny words koinem koinach koinis. Let it just simply say You know what? Kol ha-noidr b'choloshin, if you make a neder in Hebrew, or in English, or in French, or in Yiddish, or in German, or in Greek, neder, nidri neder. V'nochet sh'risi b'zehu, says Varan, I saw a beautiful teret, ma-shepirish ha-chochem ha-godol Reb Yehuda Reb Chazdo Yizal. The Rabus Ashmin and Armish is coming to tell you a chidush. Not only your normal French or English, where these are normal, accepted, regular languages. Even these type of funny words that we've been using.
Slang.
Oh, kigoyin elu de koinem koinach shehari loshein hakoidishu. In truth, these are distorted versions of the Hebrew words, because we started off with the word karban, and the word karban over time has gotten distorted to kainam or kainach. All of these are considered to be, as you said, slang versions. Elish and ishtabish. Shibush means that there's been an error in the pronunciation and the way you express those words. It's not French, it's not classic French. It is a kinui language, a slang form of Hebrew language. Since even Goyim use these terms, even though it's not your normal language, and certainly if you're using normal, regular English words or French words as opposed to slang forms of the words, avada, that works. And the Yeshachachal Pish, the Yishalmi, etc., etc. Yeah, the Zotir.
So, based on a Rish Lakish says that if it's a made up language, it cannot be used for Shvuah?
No. It can. Yes, yeah. I'm sorry, we're going through it quickly because it's a long one.
Yeah.
And I don't want everybody to get nervous. But the bottom line is that if you use a Kinui, it is just the same as if you made a Neder and it's binding Min HaTorah. Now, the question is, what does kinui mean? Everybody agrees that the word kinui in this context by a neder means using a word like koinem or koinech or koines. The question is, but where did these words come from? From outer space? Right. And the answer is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this is a 71st language instead of or in addition to French and Hebrew and German and Greek and all the rest. There's another language of kinuyim.
Mm-hmm.
Where did these words come from? It was originally Lashon HaKodesh, and then over time, some of the words got distorted or slang version, and it became like a separate language with Neatzmai.
Mm-hmm.
So if you went into a good, better Judaica store, you'd be able to go and buy, or maybe it doesn't have to be Judaica store, you'd go into any store that sells dictionaries of numerous languages, you'd be able to find the Kinuyim language number 71, and you'd find at least 10 words over there of the koinem, koinech, koines, and the paziech, naziech, and all these others, and it's a separate language on its own. Well, according to Reish Lakish, no, this is not a separate language. These are words that the Chachamim invented, and the reason why they invented, the Ran doesn't go into. The Gemara Mietshem will discuss that in Mietshem another few days.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, then, at what point, if the words evolve,
yes.
At what point does a kinui become a kinui? The first person who uses it is saying something meaningless,
mm-hmm.
because only they have any idea what this is. So when does this shift happen that it has legal efficacy?
When it has been accepted by the people as part of the language. That's like he said before.
How do you measure that?
How do I measure that?
How does Chazal measure that a kinui, which hitherto was a slang word,
when it comes to a neder, neder is goloshim b'nei adam, when it becomes popular usage, people know part of the normal vernacular, then people say, oh, I know what he means. Years ago, when I heard the word zoom, I thought zoom means that the car starts zooming along, right? It goes from 20 miles to 50 miles an hour in 10 seconds, oh, it's zooming. Now we know that Zoom has another interpretation too.
We have all these popular words in English even that.
But
they enter the dictionary within a few years because everybody.
Once it becomes accepted, it's part of the language.
Right.
The connotation, mm-hmm. daily connotation.
It's interesting that the word neder, typically we use it as I'm making a vow. This is a different form of the word. Here we are offering something. Neder also, but it, I. I'm going to go tomorrow to.
That's not. I'm going to go tomorrow to shul. Sure, it's not a neder.
It's on Gavra, another chesed.
Right. And we're going to talk about that mitzvah on the base shortly.
Is that, I'm saying, is that the main difference between
shvu and neder? Okay. Shvu is, I say that I'm going to or I'm not going to do something.
Okay.
And therefore it's on the gavra, I'm saying about myself.
Right.
On in the when I, and neder is I go and take an object, whether it's the tissues or whether it's the seltzer, and I say, this is going to be prohibited to me. That's the neder. Good? Yeah. Okay, skip a line. Towards the end of the line you see it, there's a dot, the yodis in the dorim.
Yeah.
The others in the Torah, what means Yodis? We talked about at length Ikra Neder, we spoke about the Kinoi Neder. What's Yodis in the Torah? Says the Rav, Shemaschu b'miktas diburishal Neder, he starts off saying the initial words, Alashayna Goymer Oysa, and he stops kind of in the middle. V'oysa miktas hadibur, even though he didn't finish off his thought, Hav ki'ilu noider kol hashlomois hadibur. We treat it as if he said the entire thought. Like a person who is picking up an object with its handle, like if you have a kettle or a pot and you're transporting it from one place to the other. Even though by the pot, you're not going and putting your hand all over around the whole pot, you just pick up the handles. And just by picking up the handles, the whole pot travels together with those handles. Same thing is when you make a Yad Neder, even though you didn't say the full Neder, you just said the handle of the Neder, the whole Neder goes along for the right.
Give an example.
That's a very good question. And that's why the Neder is Chal, Lekama, Farish, Yodois. You see, it's Lekama, it means later we're going to explain what the Yodois are. What is that later? Let's talk about it right now, because I see Ariel has great expectations and anticipation. So if you look, starting off our mission again, called Kinui in the Dorm Kinadar. Haram kacharam, shmuas kishmuas, naziris kinaziris. I would have expected that now the Mishnah should identify what those kinuyim are. No, no, you got to wait till Daf Yud. We'll talk about what the kinuy neder is, the kinuy cherim, etc. What does the Mishnah now come to tell us? Comes to tell us the din of the yodos nedar. What are the yodos nedar? Says the Mishnah. I say to my chaver, mudrani mimcha. I am a neder on to you, or from you. So I am asking myself, b'toyras neder. Murfashani mimcha, I'm separating myself from you. Murchukani mimcha, I'm distancing myself from you. Those three terms alone are not enough. You have to add to the mudrani mimcha, or the murfashani mimcha, shani oicha lecha, or shani toyim lecha. In other words, if I were to go and tell you, Ari, and I would never say that because I love you.
It's hypothetical.
Hypothetical, exactly. If I were to tell you, if it's unclear circumstances, right, Boak, whatever it is, yeah. Mudrani mimcha shani oicha lecha. I am making a neder from you not to eat anything from you. Or mudrani mimcha shani toyim lecha. I'm not even going to be toyim. I'm not going to even taste anything from you. So, for instance, tomorrow you were to go and give kiddush or in Shabbos, and I say mudrani mimcha shani oicha lecha. I'm not allowed to eat at that kiddush. Now, notice I didn't mention a word about kiddush, and I didn't even say clearly what I'm talking about. Mudrani mimcha, I put a neder from you about eating from you. That's kind of strange. It's vague. That's what our Mishnah calls a yad, but I didn't expand and expound and say clearly what I have in mind. I only said a halba lashon, but that halba lashon is already enough to give an indication what I mean. That's called a yad.
You're an arm's length from the actuality.
Exactly. And that's the Ruchakani. I'm distancing myself. Good. So anyone, you have to have the combination. Mudrani mimchashani oicha lecha, or Mudrani mimchashani toyim lecha. Same thing with Fashani mimchashani oicha lecha, toyim lecha. Good. In all those
and if
cases.
If you just said Mudrani mimcha, it would be ineffective because it's on a person, not on an item.
Good.
Not on a service, not on an item.
Fine. So if you look at the last three lines, now we're going to all the way down on the bottom of the Ran. See, it says Oymel Chaver Mudrani Mimcha. Mefarish Bigmar Dahini Yodois. This is no longer Kinuyim. These are the Yodois that we're talking about. Mefarishim Nami Dehochik Tani Mudrani Mimcha Shani Oychalecha. You put the two together. Mudrani Mimcha Shani Oychalecha. Oy Mudrani Mimcha Shani Toyim Lecha. V'chein the same thing. Mufashani Umruchukani. So therefore, just saying Mudrani Mimcha alone doesn't do the trick. V'havi Yodis, why is it called Yodis? Mishem Dolei Masik Diburi Lameima Kekarben. He didn't finish off by saying Mudrani Milchash Ani Oichalecha Kekarben. Then notice you don't have to say Kekarben because we already said at the top you could have a neder without being matvis, without attaching it. So therefore, that's why the Ran continues on. Inami Dolei Omei Isura Behevya. Where's the word Isur? I just said, Mirchokani Mimcha, I'm distancing myself from you about anything that I'm going to go and eat. I didn't hear the word no, or not, or never, or will not. I just said these strange lashonis of that I'm making a neder, or I'm separating myself, I'm distancing myself, shini oichalecha, about things that I'm going to eat from you. Did I hear a word of isur? No. That's why it's called a yad. I understand, based on the context of our Mishnah and the Gemara, that's what he meant. But he never really said it at length, the full lashon of the neder. And that's what we call a yad. And with this now, we have concluded the Ran's explanation of the three. The three being the Ikra Neder, number two, the Kinoi Neder, and the Yad HaNeder. It's very strange that our Mishnah explains Yad Neder, and the Mishnah doesn't even mention that there is a category of Yodois Nedarim, and the Gemara is going to ask that kasha. And the Gemara is going to answer that after the words called Kinuyei Nedarim Kinedarim, we have to put a parenthesis. And that parenthesis is going to say, V'chol Yodois Nedarim Kinedarim. So even though we don't see it in our text, but if you want, you can do one of these inverted V's and then add the words, kol yodis nedarim kinedarim, because that's what the Gemara is going to do on the Amud Beis. And then the Mishnah finishes off with one halacha, which is unrelated to what we spoke about. Menuda ani lecha. The word nidui is like a lashon of chedim. It's as if he's saying, I am excommunicating myself from you. Or it could also, the word menuda could also stem from the word nida, where the nida is prohibited to her husband. And so therefore, I'm in a sense saying that I'm prohibited to you. The word choichich explains the mafarish, that's the Rashi on the side. Notice he says on the, let's look at the last mafarish, means he tended to be machmir, to osir nami, to say that this is also an Isser Nederhu, but it wasn't absolutely clear to him. So the word choichich means, I'm going to be machmir because I have my doubts, and therefore I'm going to go and be stringent about it. But it's not 100% clear when you say menuda nilucha. If you want to know where's the Ran on this piece, we'll see that by the word choichich there's an aleph, and the Sarish Hashah says, Peter Sharan al zeh timtza lekamen daf zayin. So make sure we get to Dav Zayin. Everybody remember that we were missing the Ran on the Mishnah. Good. Anyway, we started off with the Kinuyim. Zokti Yimara Amud Beis. Al Kinuyim Nidorim Kinidorim. Maishna Gabi Nozid Loi Ketuni Lehu Lekulu. O Maishna Gabi Nidorim Dektoni Lekulu. When we started off, remember we looked a few minutes ago at Masechtas Nozir, they just said the Kol Kinuyei Naziris Kinaziris. Why didn't it also go and list the Nedarim and the Charamim and the Shavuos like our Mishnah lists them? I'll tell you why, says the Gemara. Bishum the Neder u'Shavuah k'sivi gabi hadodi. Because the word Neder and Shavuah are written together in the same Pasuk. Which Pasuk are we talking about? So if you look at the Ran on the second line, Tichsiv ki yidor neder lahashem, o yishova shvua lesser iser al nafshoi, lo yachel devarim. It's the beginning of Parshas Matos. Ish ki yidor neder lahashem, a person makes a neder, or a person makes a shvua, lo yachel devarim, don't be mechalal your words, don't profane your words by violating them. Yeah, good.
I was just thinking of a simpler answer.
Please.
Because in Nizarim, they're only talking about Nazir, so why should they mention all the other stuff?
Well, in Sechtas Nidorim, we're only going to talk about Nidorim, we're not going to talk about Nazirus. So why should we mention Nazirus here? Here we're being so genteel and so friendly and hospitable. Nazirus, come on in. Chayrim, come on in. Shavuos, come on in. And we bring them here in our Mishnah. Why? Nazirus, we were very, very narrow and restricted. Succinct, why aren't we succinct here too? Good. Even though, by the way, the Ran said that we're going to have later in the Masechta the Chayrim, here doesn't mean Chayrim Berek Abayis, it also means Chayrim Isser. It's not as if we're going to have it every day of the week. We're going to have it one time later on in Daf and Mem Zayin.
I would say the Nedarim is like a more the general. Nazirus is more specific.
More encompassing.
Right.
Well, Nazirus is a subset.
So if we covered it all here, why do we have to in Nazirus go, it's redundant?
Yeah, you're right. The reason why we bring in Nazirus is because there's a whole Masechta Nazir, which deals with the whole parish of Nazir.
Right.
So we go and tell over there the Kinyan Nazirus. But this one element is true. We would not have to repeat it there because we already have it over here. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so since Neder and Shavua are written together in the same pasuk, Hani Tartan. So therefore, it would make sense that our Mishnah should begin Kol Kinuyin Nedarim Kedarim, and Kol Kinuyin Shavuos Kishavuos. That would make sense because the pasuk says either Neder or Yishova Shavua. So if you want to keep in the Tani Tartan, since we're going to go and bring in two Tani the Kulu, then we just bring in the full set of all four. But frankly, more. But if that's the case, we listen to Kinuy Shavuos Pasa Nedar. The Chayre, if the whole basis of listing all four is because of the pasuk Ish Ki Yidor Nedar Hashem or Yishova Shavua, wouldn't it make it sense that our mission should begin called Kinuy Nedar Kinedar, and then Shavuos Kishavuos, and then schlep along the other two of Chayrim and Nazirus? Listen to Kinuy Shavuos Pasa Nedarim. I said, now this is the thing that Barry and everybody else was focusing on a few minutes ago. I did a ton of the Doran. The mitzvah cheftza alei. When it comes to a neder, you're answering the chefetz. I'm answering this bottle of seltzer. I'm answering on me this box of tissues. I'm answering on me a loaf of bread. So I'm answering the chefetz. Tonanami charamim, the mitzvah cheftza alei. When you want to go and answer this seltzer, like chayrim, I say chayrim, bottle of seltzer ze olai, or chayrim, box of tissues olai. Just like the word koinim, box of tissues olai. Chayrim, box of tissues. I'm asking the chayfetz on me. Lafuke shavua, the ka'asa nafshi min chavtza. Shavua is different. There he's asking himself, the gavra from the chetza. He says, I will no longer drink from this seltzer bottle. I will no longer take a tissue from this tissue box. So I'm not answering the seltzer bottle or the tissue box. I'm answering me. Ah, so therefore,
effectively, though, it's the same.
They are nafkiminis la'alocha. However, for our purposes, they come out the same. That is true. You're asking where would be a nafkimina?
In the case of a chefza, I mean, if you want to extend it to something else, you can do so. In the case of a shavua, you can't necessarily, right?
Okay, good. So, Mitchum, we'll see the further namasechta. There are nafkiminis la'alocha, but here we're just talking about the structure.
The formula.
Oh, very good. So, therefore, possibly kinuyim. That's why he started off with kinuyim of nidarim. He threw in charamim. Threw in, because chayrim is doyme, that they're both on the chefza. And now we talk about the shvua, which is not a chefza, that's already a gavra, where I make a promise, a shvua, an oath, etc., as opposed to imposing a prohibition on a particular chefetz. Now the Gemara asks the question that we already dealt with on the Amud Aleph Pasuk b'Kinuyin. We start off the Masechta that all the Kinuyim are just like the Nedarim themselves, called Kinuyin Nedarim. When I look at our Mishnah, what the definition of Kinuyin is, I don't find it. I have to go all the way to Daf Yud. What does it say about Yadlis? Etc. So, does that make sense? You start off a speech. You say, I'm going to tell you today all about Kinuyim. You know what Kinuyim are? That if I were to go and say Mafashani Mimcha Shani Oychalcha, that's a yad. If I say Ruchotani Mimcha Shani Oychalcha, that's a yad. Mister, didn't you give an introduction? You're talking about Kinuyim? I didn't hear the word Kinuy once. I only hear about Yodis. What's going on? Visu, Yodis, Inshi, the whole word Yodis and the whole concept of Yodis has been forgotten in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah didn't start off that there are Kinuyim and Yodis. Our Mishnah only mentioned that they're Kinuyim. And then you start explaining Yodis. So that's again, that's so wrong. What's going on? Everything more airy behind. On Kasha number two, we're going to do a quick fix. We're going to say that the Mishnah does talk about Yodis. And we're going to start off the Masechta brand new once again. And now throw in the magic words. The Yodos Nedarim Kinedarim. Oh, so that's good. That's why our Mishnah is mentioning Yodos. And now the Mishnah at the end explains what those Yodos are. So we've answered question number two, where the Gemara said, the Su Yodos Inchi. You forgot about Yodos. They didn't forget. It's there in the Mishnah. In my text, it's missing. But next edition, they're going to throw these three words in, the Yodos Nedarim Kinedarim. But we still go back to the first question. And that is, I start off with Kol Kinuy Nedarim, and I explain Yodos, V'lifresh Kinuyin Bereisha. Why don't we go and explain the Kinuyin Bereisha? In other words, when do we finally get to Kinuyin on Daf Yud? Why didn't the kinuyim should be explained immediately in our Mishnah? If we start off, Rabbi Yisrael, I have two categories for you. I have kinuy and I have yad. Now I'm going to explain those two categories in detail. And I'm going to tell you about yavais. Since I started with kinuy, shouldn't I explain about kinuyim first? Flifrish kinuyim bereisha. Says Yimonahu, the solik minei hahu mefarish bereisha. The derech of the Tana, when Rabbeinu HaKodesh, when he was Masada the Mishnah, is typically when he says, I have two categories, and I'm going to give you examples, he lists the examples of category two, the one that he just finished off, as opposed to going back to one. He's going to go back to one later on.
ABBA structure.
An ABBA structure. Okay, ABBA structure. You like that? Good. If you add those words together, it's Abba, because Rabbeinu HaKodesh is like our father in teaching us the Mishnah. Good. Anyway, so we start off with A, that's the Kibbutz. B was the Yadois, and now we explain the B, the Yadois, and then we get back to the A. So how do I know that that's in fact the Derech? Kidanan. And the Gemara gives us a slew of examples throughout Shas. We're talking about on Erev Shabbos, you're now lighting the candles. Which oils and which wicks can you use? So you have, in fact, those are Nusach Ashkenaz, they say this always in the tefillah on Friday nights. But one mishnah begins, what can you light with, what can you not light with? And then the mishnah continues on, ein madlikin be this, that, and the other thing, because they are very poor wicks or poor shemans, fuel, and what might happen is they're going to go out, and then you're going to go and relight it on Shabbos, and therefore, don't, ein madlikin, don't use those. But why didn't we start off explaining about ben madlikin? After all, that was the first. So you see that the Tana explains the latter category first. When you're talking about Hilchas Hatmana, how you're allowed to go and put your pot, to insulate your pots and pans, etc., so that it should remain warm for Friday night and for Shabbos day. So what can you use? What can you not use? Don't use the following. Why didn't it start off? Because you always go on the second category first. When women are wearing jewelry on Shabbos, what can they wear? What can they not wear? The concern over there is that if it's a really nice piece of jewelry, then she's going to meet her friend Nancy in the street, and Nancy's going to say, wow, that's such a beautiful piece of jewelry, I'd love to see it. And then Sprint is going to take it off and show it to Nancy, and then they're going to go and walk with it, holding it in their hands, and then they're going to be over on Hoitzo and Mishas. So therefore, says the Mishnah, Loite to Isha, don't wear X, Y, and Z. Why didn't it give the examples of Me'isha Isha, what she's allowed to wear? Because again, we do the second one first. Frightening Mara, is this really such a rule? And therefore, I understand why in our Mishnah, Kinoi and Yad, and we explain Yad first, V'cholheicha de Pasach, Loi Mefarish Bereisha, Batran. And now the Gemara gives us a whole slew of other examples, which is the other way around. In the beginning of Perek Yesh Nochlin in Bava Basra, it says, Yesh Nochlin Manchilin, there are those that both inherit as well as they can go and bequeath, thank you, to others. Yesh Nochlin Manchilin. That would be a typical case, the mashal of a father and a son, that a father can bequeath. And Chas V'Shalom, if his son passes away, he can also be the heir to his son. But you have noichel v'loy manchil, and then there are some that are noichel but are not manchil. Says the Ran, that would be a case of a mother and a son, where if a mother passes away, the son yarshins his mother. However, if the son passes away, the mother doesn't yarshin from the son. So that's noichel v'loy manchil. And now the Mishnah explains the noichel manchil. Oh, we go back to the first case. Like the Kinuyim case. We don't go to the second case. We go to the first case. Yesh mutarz u'baleim v'asurus yivameim. Mutarz yivameim v'asurus u'baleim. We had that not too long ago, Masechtas Yivamis, that sometimes a woman can be mutter to her husband, but also to her yavam. Sometimes she can be mutter to her yavam, be also to her husband. Well, those cases, we're talking about a yavama who was married to a koyin, and naturally, if the husband passes away, she falls to a another Kohen. Only question is, are they both on the same status of Kohen Hedyot? So then, be mutter both to the Baal and to the Yavam. However, what happens if, in fact, the Yavam happens to be a Kohen Gadol? So this young lady, who is now becoming Almana, until now she was mutter to her husband, because the husband was a Kohen Hedyot. And besides, if she was a Psula, then she's certainly mutter. But now that she's a Yavama, that now she's an Almana and a Yavama, Asur is Yavamem. She's now allowed to go and marry the Yavam, because he's a Kohen God. Or you can have mutter to Yavamem, the mutter to the yavam, because the yavam is only a kohen hedjet, vasur the baleim, but they're not allowed to be married to their husbands, because she was an almana when she married her husband. Her husband was a kohen gadol. And then the Mishnah says, v'yeil mutar is a baleim. Oh, so we go back to case number one. We don't go to case number two. V'yeil mutar is a baleim, v'yeil mutar is a baleim. We have another Mishnah in Maseches Menachos. Some Menachos yesh to unet shemen levoina. Your average normal mincha, not only do you have the flour, but you add shemen and you add levoina. But there's some which are shemen v'loy levoina. Only shemen without levoina. The elu to unoy shemen u levoina. And the following are toin shemen and levoina. But that was the first case. Oh, so sometimes we go to the first case to go and explain it. Yesh to unet sagoshim into a sanufa. By a carbon mincha, some are hagosha, which means that you're supposed to take the carbon and bring it close to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. And there's some kabbalists which you have tenufa, where it says in the pasuk behenef, that you go and do these wave offerings. So says the Mishnah, some are shemen adam, some are hagoshem ein to this tenufa, that's the average normal carbon. There's some tenufa v'loi hagoshem. The elu tunas hagoshem. Oh, so we go back again to the ratio. By the way, in all of these cases, the Ran explains where you have a tenufa, where you have a gosha, so yeah, ayin shum for all the details. The important thing is the concept and the principle here. And the same thing is you have yesh b'chor l'nachla v'ein b'chor l'koyin. You can have a b'chor who's a b'chor l'nachla. In other words, if chas v'sholom, if father passes away, he gets a pishnayim, he gets a double portion, but he's not a b'chor l'koyin for purposes of pidyon haben. Why would he be a b'chor l'nachla, not a b'chor l'koyin? For instance, exactly. If he was born, for instance, a husband that had multiple wives, so this husband, he was a b'chor l'nachla, he was from the first one, but he's not a b'chor l'koyin. Why is he not a b'chor l'koyin? Because, for instance, he was a C-section, and therefore there's no din opinion of Ben. Or this was a
post-miscarriage.
Post-miscarriage. Or any one of those wonderful cases. So yesh b'chor l'nachla and b'chor l'koyin, and b'chor l'koyin and b'chor l'nachla, could be the other way around. Ve'ezeu b'chor l'nachla and b'chor l'koyin. Oh, that's the first case. Ah, so I see that we have all of these cases where you'd mafarish the first one first. So why did you say before that that's the derech hatana? That if you have A, B, then you go B, A, like Barry said before. I see all of these mishnayos was A, B, and then A, B, that we explain the A before we explain the B. So back to our mishnah. Why do we explain Yad? Why don't we explain the Kinuyim first? Everything I'll tell you. All of those are exceptions to the world, to the exceptions to the rule, because halei mishum de avshulei mefarishahu de pasach bereisha. In all of those other cases, for instance, if you get the chwais to yesh nochlin umanchilin nochlin umanchilin, you have a long mishnah that goes through all of the different cases. If you're going to chop on the last case first, and then you're going to go back to the first case, you're going to forget what that first case was because it was such a long time ago. In the explanation and explication of the second case,
it was all oral; wasn't written down, so you could look it up back in the Mishnah.
Beautiful, beautiful, and therefore that's why we go back to the beginning of the introduction, and we say, "I'm going to go now through the A's, and then through the B's, and the C's, and the D's, and I'm going to go in order." But it has to be because it's a lengthy, lengthy discussion. Frankly, but that's not true. If we go back to Masechet Shabbos, there it talks about what behemoths can go and wear around their necks or on their bodies on Shabbos. Now you're thinking to yourself, what's the problem of a behemoth? Behemoth doesn't have an isser of carrying. The behemoth, of course, itself doesn't have the isser, but the owner of the behemoth is not allowed to have the behemoth do any work. And among forms of work are carrying unnecessary things on it. So what can a behemoth wear and what it cannot wear? So it says over the Elamushal, a bell around the neck, or it reins around the neck, that's okay. But saddles and other things that normally wouldn't wear, cannot wear. Anyway, there's no lengthy exposition. It's a pretty short Mishnah. And nevertheless, Toloi Afsha, it's not long. Uktani Yoitzi Gomel, and he talks about that the Gomel can go with an Afsar or whatever, some sort of nose ring or what have you. So, see there, we go back to A, we don't go to B. So you see, it's nothing to do with Afshimilza. There's my Elav Davka. The truth of the matter is, there is no set rule. Zimna mafarish ahud the pasuk bereisha, zimna ahud the solken solik mafarish bereisha. Sometimes amul azoy and amul azoy. Sometimes he goes and explains the A first, and sometimes he explains the B first. Now you're wondering to yourself, so why did Rebbe do this type of switch hitting? Sometimes azoy, sometimes azoy. Why didn't he establish a set rule. So for that, we're going to learn one more Ran. Ran is about 8 lines into the narrow lines on the left-hand margin. Elav davka zimnin mefarish. Nearly, the lehochi mishani sidre. Tana la'ashmi'inim. The leka k'peida b'milza. Don't be makbid, don't be particular. I have to explain A first and B second, or B first and A second. V'chol tana detoni k'deboi. As long as you explain yourself the way you're supposed to, Shabri Dami, it doesn't matter if you go back to A first, you go back to B first. So why would it make a difference? There's a pasuk in the Torah that says, "Vatifchar loshen arum," a pasuk in Eiv, that you should go and be bocher, you should choose. The word orum over here doesn't mean a person without clothes. It means like the nochash, clever and with a good understanding. But tifchar, when you are explaining a piece of Gemara or you're teaching or educating, always take Lashon HaRum, take clever language. So I might think, well, the clever thing to do is always go back to A. Or maybe no, the clever thing is always goes back to B. So therefore the Mishnah is coming to tell you, either way, you're Mekayim, you fulfill, but tifchar Lashon HaRum, as long as you explain yourself well, doesn't really matter which way you go, to the A's or to the B's. Okay, so we're going to stop over here. But before we stop, we see from our Gemara that sometimes Hahu de Solek Minei Mefarish Bereish, in other words, the B, and sometimes we go back to the A. Now, this may sound like, oh, that's very nice, but this is something which is Nekiyah LaHalacha every single day of the week, multiple times a day. What are we talking about? When a person uses the facilities, and afterwards he goes and makes a bracha, Ashi Yatzaris Adam Bechachma Uvoravoy, Nekavim, nekavim, chalulim, chalulim. Goli vidul afnei chisich veidecha, she'im yipaseach echad mehem, or yisosim echad mehem. Okay, everybody knows those words. What am I alluding to? So, first of all, what does it mean about this? Nekavim, nekavim, chalulim, chalulim. So there's a Rashi at the end of Masechtas Brachos, where Rashi says, nekavim, nekavim means all different types of holds that a person has. Rashi says, "Nekovim ki goin hapeh." Person has an opening of the mouth. Oyachoytim, you have your nostrils, you have your nose. Oypiatavas, or down below, you have from the rectum. All of those are holes that the person has in his body. Now, what are chalulim? Chalulim, chalulim, says Rashi, are cavities or organs in the body. Ki goin halev, like the heart. Oy hakeres, or the stomach. Oy hameyayim, or the intestines. Aha. So therefore, says Rashi, when we say now in the Ashi Yotzer, Shem Yiposeach Echod Mehem, Yiposeach means it were to open up from Lashon Pesach, that's going on the Chalulim Chalulim, that's going on the body organs, such as the heart, or the stomach, or the Bnei Me'ayim, or the intestines. If they were to burst open, Chas Shalom, Yifshal Liskayim V'lam Adafanech. When it says Yisosim, that's going back on the Nekovim Nekovim, that's going back on the holds. That's the mouth, or the nostrils, or the pitabas. If those get yisosim, if they become verstopped, verstopped means that they become stopped up, they become sealed, and therefore ear cannot go in or out, oh, then chas v'shalom, the person would pass away. But now let's think about this for a moment. But that's not really going in order, because we're saying, nekovim, nekovim, chalulim, chalulim, kol vidush, nechisech v'idecha, sh'im. Now, since it's Nekovim that goes first, shouldn't it be Yisosim Echad Mehem, if one of those Nekovim were to become Fishtopt? Or Chalulim Chalulim, She'im Yipaseach Echad Mehem. But we don't say it that way. We say Yipaseach, or O Yisosim. So we seem to be saying it out of order. And that we have the Bet Yosef in the Torah. Just conveniently, somebody put the Svarim over here on the seat. What does he say over here? He doesn't quote our Gemara, but he quotes the Svara of our Gemara. What is the Svara of him? He brings the Rashi, etc. So we're going too far. I'm looking at, okay. So this is the Ri. Ah, this is like our nusach, because we're going back on the last one. That's the A B B A. That since we started with the Kav Nekav. And then they say chalulim chalulim. So the chalulim chalulim, you have to make sure that they remain a closed entity and not a she'emi paseach echad mehem, if one of those were to open up. Oh, Yisusim is going back on the A. Ah, then oishi paseach, etc. Avoramam zal perik zayim hilchas tzvila koydes yisosin koydem li paseach. In fact, the Rambam's girsa is the other way around. Dekavim, dekavim, chalulim, chalulim, she'im yisosim echad mehem, meaning the nekavim, o yipaseach echad mehem, meaning the chalulim, then chasisholim yifshal diskayim v'lam lefenecha filu shoy chas. Now, if you happen to be in many shuls nowadays, they have next to the sinks, they have the signs with the Ashi Yotzer, which is very helpful, so people should read it. Sometimes it has the lashon just the opposite. Instead of Yishim Paseach or Yisosin, it says Yisosin and Yipaseach. Anyone, hey, there's a mistake over here. If you look in the small letterings on the bottom, you'll see that this was put up or sponsored or printed by Sfardim, who follow the Mechaber and the Rambam, and that's why they go in the form of A, B, A, B. But we do the A, B, B, A, like the Beis Yosef says that we pass like the Rashi and the Rif and the Rashi.
Beautiful.
Good.
So it's just there's no explanation why it's A, B, B.
Both are valid.
Both are valid. That's why Tifcha Lashon Ruma. Either way you do it, it's valid. Either way works.
That was beautiful.
Good. Thank you.
There's one case we have.